Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, 82% of women find financial stability more attractive than looks. I didn't know this, but up until your early to mid-20s, women care more about looks, and they care more about financial and social status more after that. So the black pillars are right to looks max. But if you're good-looking and rich and have status, it's like having three types of women's kryptonite. But even if you're rich but not good-looking, they'll probably cheat on you with some broke good-looking loser. You're just the rich pay pig. Up next, here's something obvious. The girls obsessed with Korean celebrities have lower IQ. Anyone obsessed with celebrities and celebrity gossip is a moron. But I've always found that dumber girls are better in bed for some reason, and a lot less maintenance and stress. They're good things if you want to get someone into bed, but not good things if you want to have a long-term relationship with them. Number 3, remember this the next time you get 2 weeks off during the year. The medieval peasants only had to work 150 days throughout the year because the church thought it was important to keep them happy with holidays. No wonder Europeans still have so many holiday days a year. But to be fair, we do work more, but we have much better standards of living and antibiotics too. And I don't know about you, but if I took more than half the year off, I'd be bored and depressed. Moving on, looks like males are disposable in any species. Female anacondas eat the male anaconda after mating, so that they can survive 7 months of fasting during pregnancy. The same with the black widow spider and that praying mantis. It's called sexual cannibalism. With humans, some women practice financial cannibalism by taking a man's money, home, and resources. Seems like female nature to consume the male in one way or another is universal regardless of the species. Up next, scientists have created this incredible paint, which reflects 98.1% of the sunlight out there, and could eliminate the need for air conditioning. I say try it in Miami Beach. Now you know why most of the architecture in Florida is white to begin with. Plus, these folks knew about it centuries ago as well. The reflected light bounces back out into space. But eliminating air conditioning is a bold statement because the humidity will still be there. Up next, Canada is about to lose 4,000 restaurants in 2026. Does anyone even care except the restaurant owners? No, because it's all overpriced poison. I indulge and cheat on my diet a few times a year by eating a nice steak or going to a good Chinese buffet. Those places will still be around. But most of the places that serve bad food and have worse service will die. Canadian food inflation is 6%, so maybe people can barely afford to eat at a grocery store, let alone a restaurant. Number 7, this serial butt sniffer was arrested again weeks after a 100 grand bail case. This is why we need to reopen the insane asylums. Then again, this guy could just be sniffing to determine if she's in heat or not. Maybe they should actually put him in Dee Dee's jail cell. There's plenty to sniff there. Also, is anyone going to mention those ears? Dude looks like he's going to oink or something. Either that or try out for the live-action Shrek film. Moving on, here's the single mother of your dreams. She comes with a mini Usagi, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. I think he means samurai or of African origin. I thought the Japanese people were smarter than this, making their ancestors cry. If you thought that mulattoes were unattractive, you got nothing on Blasians or Black Asians. And you just know that out there somewhere there's some white simp that's going to date her. Number 9, Canada goes crazy as they euthanize this healthy and young 26-year-old for depression. Also, this isn't something limited to Canada, but it's a trend, and here's a Dutch woman also suffering with depression that decided to end it all. And if you think that's bad, here's a map of the American states that have legalized this in dark blue, or considering it in the lighter blue color. This isn't about helping people, but instead calling the economically inactive or unviable. Up next, Bella Hadid says that we should ban women from working during the week of their period and the week before. And I'm pretty sure she wants those women to get those 2 weeks off, fully paid too, I'm sure. If this happened, then companies would do whatever they could to avoid hiring women in the first place. Looks like feminism is not about equality, but it was always about giving women the advantage over men. Also, what the hell is she talking about? Most of them are on the pill anyways. Number 11, there are literally thousands of men competing with one another for this. This is why guys need to get off of dating apps. Also, if you've ever had an Asian fetish, hopefully these pictures can cure it. This one's got a manly chin and forehead, big bulging chiclet teeth, and you can barely see her eyes. Not to mention she also kind of looks fat to me. Don't you just want to throw up at the thought of kissing those teeth? Moving on, many guys say the goal is to find a woman that's there when you have nothing. so that when you get something, you can give it to her. Women have the mating strategy of waiting in the winner's circle for the successful men to arrive. If that doesn't work, they like finding men with potential and wait for him to succeed. If he doesn't, they leave and try and find another guy like that too. Men think it's romantic that a woman suffered with them. She wasn't suffering. She was investing. Number 13, remember guys, don't be the dude in the suit after she's had all her fun. She just looks at you like baby batter supply and a retirement plan beta male. She doesn't look at you with the same passion she did with the wild boys on the left. They say not to be with the run-through woman with a terrible past. But in this day and age of online dating, it's almost impossible to verify her past unless you know her while growing up. But even then, many simps could know a woman's past and they would still put a ring on it. Up Next, India ranks 120th out of 122 countries on the Water Quality Index. More like 123rd out of 122 countries. And now there are Indians moving to places like Canada and Australia and relieving themselves on the beaches. And it's increasing the amount of E. coli in the water. So we have to close our beaches for health reasons. As for India, what do you expect from a country that just throws its trash into the rivers? Number 15, welcome to the world of Frankenheinies. There's a new trend where they're actually using fat from deceased human donors for Brazilian butt lifts. I guess some butts will live to twerk another day. And some guys are going to be chasing haunted behinds without even knowing it. As for the woman in the picture, I don't think she needed a Brazilian butt lift. It looks like she had more than enough already. Also, it's called a Brazilian butt lift because it was invented there. Moving on, is it true that the PlayStation 2 is the greatest console of all time? Probably because no other console allows you to stash weed in the back of it. It also had good graphics compared to the PS1, and the games were pretty good too. No wonder it's the top-selling console of all time. I have a PS2 with a James Bond game that I inherited from my brother. I guess it might be time to buy some of the games like San Andreas and God of War. The reason I didn't play PS2 was because I was into the GameCube and N64 back in the early 2000s. Number 17, they say that God works in mysterious ways. How's this story for you? A stray puppy being adopted by a priest and has now become an altar boy at Mass. Now that's one good boy, holy boy. I mentioned something about this being a dog pill type of situation, but that's inappropriate. Maybe God made dogs so the man would actually know what unconditional love feels like. Because these have to be the most loyal creatures on the planet. Up Next, how's this for dumb first world problems? A Southampton man is angry after his neighbor steals his snow to complete a snowman. Now they aren't speaking to one another, and they're in the midst of a real cold war. I don't know about you, but I aspire to be this petty in my personal life one day. The way things are going in the UK these days, I bet the police are going to arrest that neighbor. How about just plugging this thing in, opening the door, and making some more snow in that freezer? Number 19, here's a massage therapist, and after a client ejaculated during a session, she knew that she needed to make a career change. I've heard of massages being relaxing, but this is ridiculous. I guess she's really, really good at her job or something, and doesn't know how to take a compliment. But it looks like she knows how to take a baby batter shot to the face, based on how shiny and white she looks. And it seems that that photo was taken just moments after the session. Moving on, here are the Matrix creators before and after. Their new movies look as good as the new they-them. There are rumors that they actually stole the movie idea from Thomas Altman, who wrote a script called The Immortals. He lost his lawsuit trying to prove they stole The Matrix back in 2014. I thought he was legit, but apparently his script has nothing to do with The Matrix. Just like the two individuals on the bottom don't resemble natural females either. Number 21, Sintani went on a date with a very attractive and very wealthy man. She slept with him on the first date, and he's never texted her back, and she can't stop crying. I'm sure she's just one in a long line of women being used by some rich chat for pump and dumps. They can't help themselves because they have optionality and women think that they can give them sex so fast and so good that the guy will commit. Surprise. Men don't actually have to commit to you, ladies. He got what he wanted, and she didn't. Up Next, remember that woman that tried to run over the ICE agent? The media shows you the picture of her on the left, but the way she looked in 2026 is on the right. Why didn't they use a current photo? Because it makes her look like a man, and people have zero sympathy for males. The media might also want to create riots because some beautiful woman lost her life. Riots mean more media coverage and money for the media. They're trying to create chaos so they can profit from it. Number 23, apparently 1 in 3 women regret choosing their careers over families. But it's too late now. It's probably closer to 3 in 3. But then again, from my experience, women regret everything. Surprise, surprise, choices have consequences. That's something that women will never admit to and take accountability for. Single women in their 40s will blame men, saying that rich, good-looking guys just won't commit to them. Nothing is ever women's fault. Moving on, a study says that women need 47 minutes of attention a day from their partner to be the most happy. That's all. It looks like I've been spoiling them. Either that, or women are dramatically underreporting how much time they actually need from men. Too bad women aren't like cats and you can just leave them on their own unsupervised. Maybe that's why they get cats, because they prefer to get attention instead of giving it to others. For me, having a girlfriend was always like having a daily 1 to 2 hour therapy session, and you're the unpaid therapist. Number 25 and the last one, Will Wheaton, is that you? This super simp with the soy jack face proposed to his fiancée 43 times in 7 years, and she finally said yes. She probably wanted to publicly humiliate him over and over again to break his spirits. And just know that even after going to all the trouble, she's still going to have a boyfriend on the side, and he'll be sitting in the cup chair while taking pictures for her for OF. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.